Would you join me this morning in prayer? Almighty God, we come before you today as your people. You are gracious, you are loving, you are kind, you are ever-present, Almighty God. And we love you and we thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation and eternal life that is found in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, for what you have for us. Give us that hunger, Lord, for more of you. And we ask this and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer cards are in front of you in the seats and pencils. Fill those out and the kids will be back to gather them up. Then we'll take them up front and they'll be laid up here. And you can come up and get one if you so wish and pray over those throughout the week. And they will also be put on our Facebook page and on our web page. Yes, on both. Before we start to get into service this morning, I want you to take a minute and think about all that God has done for you. All of it. Salvation, healing, whatever it might have been. We need to come into his presence with hearts filled with gratitude. Because we need to remember that he is our God and our Savior and our King and our Redeemer. Praise team.
So speaking of praise, let's get up on our feet. We did this at the praise gathering a couple weeks ago. It's a newer one. It's really fun. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty expanse. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with trumpet sound. Praise him with harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with stringed instruments and pipe. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I'll praise in the valley, praise on the mountain. I'll praise 'cause I'm strong. I'll praise when I'm doubting. I'll praise when I'm numbered. Praise when surrounded. My praise is so far. My enemies drowning. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Feel it. And I'll praise when I don't. I'll praise 'cause I know you're still in control. 'Cause my praise is a weapon. It's more than a sound. My praise is the shout. Praise 'cause you rose and defeated the grave. praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I'll praise cause you're sovereign. Praise cause you reign. Praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'll praise cause you're faithful. Praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul.
Church. All right, we have some exciting stuff happening. Always, right? Sunday mornings, every Sunday morning, it says, there is the Making Sense Out of Spirituality that starts at 8:45-ish. Why are you pointing at me, Mindy? Okay. So join us if you would like, if you can get out of bed. I can't seem to do that early enough anymore. Also, what? Mm-hmm. Also, after service is the Not a Fan book study. Please feel free to join if you are able and willing. Grab a snack and head back to class. Tomorrow, October 21st, that's a Monday, in case you wondered. Day of Hope, 2 p.m. here at the church. Many hands make light work. We've been extremely blessed with the help that we've had, but who couldn't use more help? And it's fellowship. It's fun. That's at 2 p.m. So if you can and you would like to, please join. Tuesday nights, we have our prayer night, 6 p.m. And this week, the Buckbinders, nope. They're shaking their heads at me. I got it wrong again. All right. So prayer night, 6 p.m. here at the church. Friday nights, we have the Romans Bible study. That's also 6 p.m. here at the church. Okay. All right. So in your... Oh, I lost it. Aha. In your announcement sheets handout, Brock printed out these really cool announcement page. It has the upcoming events. You can stick it on your refrigerator so that you always know what's happening in the future. Or you can give it to somebody else and invite them to church so that they know what's happening. It's got our service time on the front and the ways that you can connect with us. So, just so you know, that's in the handout. So, on this upcoming events, November 24th, that is a Sunday, that is our annual business meeting. Please come. Is it okay to say you have to be here if you want to vote on things? I mean, that's kind of how we do it. I think everybody does it that way. But you will hear reports from all of us who are in ministry leads. You know what's going on. You can ask questions of the ministry leads. We're going to do voting for new board members, I believe, and on the budget. So it's an important meeting. You should be here. That's November. No absentee ballots. You have to be present. No early voting. Nope. You have to be here to do it. November 24th. That's right after service, I believe. December 8th. This keeps getting shorter and shorter. Either that or I'm getting taller. Just probably not. December 8th. That's a Sunday. That is our holiday dinner. I believe that combines Thanksgiving and Christmas, kind of just to do the one. Be on the lookout for a sign-up genius. Yes?
I'm guessing so.
Guessing so. That's usually how we do it, yes. It says more details to come, but
I didn't get those yet.
Right. We haven't gotten all those details. As soon as we get them to Brock, he will let us know. Christmas Eve service. This is important to note. We have changed the time. It will begin at 4 p.m. because I'm told that's what it was last year.
That's what the sign says.
And it's on the sign that we had printed, so yes.
Here's the sign.
Oh, Mindy says, here's your sign. There you go. So Christmas Eve service, 4 p.m. Also looking to begin an Experiencing God class the beginning of the new year. We will have a sign-up sheet, but be praying about that. See if God is calling you to that class. If you have any questions, you can ask. A lot of us have taken it before, but Pastor Kenny and Martha are two that you can definitely go to call them out. All right. So today is our Thanksgiving shakedown. Does anybody know what that means? My little kids are going to be coming through with their metal buckets to collect change for the Thanksgiving meals that we hope to hand out. So I know this is very late notice, but we need to get going because it's almost the end of October. So my friends will be shaking you down for some Thanksgiving cash today. Obviously, coins make more money or more noise than dollars. But so after service, we will do that. If you have not and would, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group. I forgot to do that. And check your children into class. I remembered that part. We will be checking kids out of class today. I remember how to do it. So that last week I panicked and didn't know how to do it. It's not your turn yet. Wait your turn. So parents, please remember to pick your children up. We ask that you would get the nursery and then the preschool and then the junior church kids, please, right after service. The kids are very concerned that they're going to miss snack. And it gets a little tense back there in my class. So if you could please pick them up right after service. All right, Pastor.
Thanks. Just real quick. In case you didn't get notified, thank you. I could have done this. In case you didn't get notified, we're going to take up two offerings today, our regular offering, our tithe, and then we're going to take up a special offering after that one for Luke Beeman and his girlfriend, Emma. She was in a horrific accident. Bonnie can tell you more about all the broken bones and all the things. They're trying to move her to the University of Michigan from where she's at in Midland. So we're going to take up an offering to help with that whole situation. So that's what that offering is going to be for. And I just wanted to make sure that you all, and if you're at home and would like to send something in, send it to the Beeman offering and we'll take care of it.
Yes, thank you for that. Any help would be greatly appreciated. Luke is struggling. Emma's struggling, but she's still in the hospital. 6 or 7 surgeries thus far. Both femurs broken, one shattered. They said that she will not walk normal again. They just recently found that her wrist was also broken as well as her arm. I mean, she's tore her abdominal wall. It's bad. 20 years old. So, all right. I need my helpers. Do I have any helpers today? Not today. Oh, there's one. And here comes another one. They're so helpful. All right. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center. My helpers will collect them. Oh,
It happens. I might wear off on you, Zach. It happens. All right.
Okay, I have three. Any others up that need to be up here? Does anyone know how Jim is doing, the one who had a stroke? Yeah. Jim Bontrager, he had a stroke.
He's because of the part of the brain that it hit, he's not able to stay by himself anymore.
Oh.
When I talked to his daughter, she's moving down there, and that's near Columbus.
Okay. So. But you don't have an update on that? Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to go right to prayer, but I just want to say that words are containers. Our words carry faith or fear, and they produce after their own kind. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith comes more quickly when you hear yourself quoting, speaking, or saying the things that God has said. You will more readily receive God's word into your spirit by hearing yourself say it, even more so than hearing someone else say it. So we must practice speaking the word, believing it and speaking it. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you that you are a principled God and that you set things in motion and that's how you operate. I thank you that your word is a powerful weapon and that it is the spoken word of God that is our sword. So help us to not leave our swords in their scabbards, but to wield them regularly by repeating back to you what you have already declared over us. We thank you that you are a faithful, loving God who wants the best for us. Your word says you know the plans you have for us, and they are for our good, to prosper us and not to harm us. I lift up the girlfriend named Emma. Father, we just continue to pray for her healing. She's going through many surgeries and just lots of critical needs at this time. Father, I ask that you would lift her up and her family, just surround them with your supernatural peace, that you would give the medical doctors and staff wisdom and direction. Father, I thank you that the church is coming up around this family and offering time and monies. I just pray for Emma's highest good, and I thank you for preserving her life. And I ask that you would use these circumstances, turn them into beauty from what feels like ashes right now. Father, we lift up Jack Harrison to you with this bacterial infection. He's needing emergency care. I just come against the bacteria warring against him in his body right now in the name of Jesus, that it be subdued and destroyed in his body, that he would be able to return to health and home as quickly as possible. Lift up to you Steve, our brother, traveling for work this week. God, I ask that you would give him extra strength and endurance and just clarity of mind as he works with his coworkers. Father, I thank you that you send us out as on assignment. We are your ambassadors of love and joy and light, and I ask that you would use this week's extra traveling and probably extra work hours to help Steve be a light to his coworkers. I lift up to you Martha's friend John, who is recovering from hip replacement surgery. I ask that healing be swift and seamless, and that he will be back on his feet right away and enjoying life maybe a little easier than before. I want to pray for Jim, I think, Bontrager in Ohio with his daughter. Father, we're sad to see him go. He just rejoined our church family, but he is still our church family, and I thank you for his daughter's care. I thank you for preserving his life, and I ask that you would give him return function, that he would still be able to do things for himself. And that he also would enjoy a swift healing. Help him to trust you through these hard times. I want to lift up to you Candy and her continued recovery. Thank you, Lord, for her health and her bright, sweet attitude. I just ask that you would continue to raise up those cells and that function would return. I thank you for the dream that she got of playing ball with her daughter, and I just ask that you would give her surprising movements forward for recovery, that she also would enjoy full recovery, full return of function. And Father, I want to lift up to you all of the families, all of the moms and dads busy with young kids, the older generation with maybe their kids are not in their homes now, but maybe their grandkids are, and they need an extra measure of patience or intentionality with family members, Lord, that you would pour out your grace and your spirit on our church family, that they would enjoy the benefits of loving each other well and also reconciliation where needed, Father. I lift up all of the tired, exhausted moms of young ones. Lord, your word says that you care for us, that you lead us like I'm gonna get this wrong. The lamb and the sheep who have their young with them. You are carrying us in your bosom, Lord. I know that you offer that your yoke is easy and that your burden is light. So help us to look up from our work and cast our cares upon you and trust you that you are putting things together for our good and you will not give up on us and you are faithful to complete that which you started. God, help us to turn our weary hearts to you. You are so good and your eye is continually towards us, set on us, waiting to catch a glance from us. We love you so much in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, now more note, I had to stand up twice. So I'm sure some of you can relate, maybe. All right, so every once in a while, actually pretty regular, I've been starting out, do you believe the Bible? And then we all nod because we're in church. But the Bible gives us like this perfect example, right, in Jesus. He's our perfect example. He's perfect in every way, sinless, and a perfect steward. So I thought, man, we ought to check this guy out and see what kind of example he is as a steward. And there's a lot there. So I'm going to keep this really short and just start at the very beginning. We're striving to be like him, and God is shaping us to be like him. Again, if you believe the Bible, that's what it'll tell you. And he used his time and talents 100% for God's purpose and ultimately our salvation. So how do we get to be more like that? Well, Jesus tells his disciples point blank in Luke, if we read in Luke 22, start in verse 24. So this is at what we call the Last Supper. If we remember that, Jesus is having his last meal with his disciples before he heads to the cross. His disciples don't have that figured out yet. And a dispute arose among them as to which of them was to be regarded as the greatest. Yep. And he said to them, he being Jesus, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and those in authority over them are called benefactors. But not so with you. Rather, let the greatest among you become the youngest, and the leader as one who serves. For who is greater, one who reclines at the table or one who serves? Is it not the one who reclines at the table? But I am among you as the one who serves. So, stewardship starts with service, a servant heart. And this same dinner, remember if we read, I don't remember where it's at, maybe in John, the same dinner, Jesus grabbed a towel and a basin of water and started washing his disciples' feet. And I wondered as I read this, I'm like, which came first, right? Because these two accounts are not documented in the same story. So did he sit down and wash? Not that it matters. I mean, he told them and he demonstrated it. And so it starts there with service, using our time, our talents, our resources, whether it's our bank account or whatever we have, an extra shirt, to serve. And that is managing what God entrusted us with to accomplish his purposes. With that, I'll invite my volunteers up to take up the offering. Pray with me. Oh, Father God, we do thank you. We know what the Bible tells us, and I just think back to a sermon we heard. Our church doesn't need to learn more Bible. We need to obey what we know, and we need to follow you, Lord Jesus, the one who came in flesh to give us the example, to show us the way. And you even sent the Holy Spirit so that we would be empowered and have that same strength and authority that you had while you were here to carry out what you ask us to do. So we know we're blessed, each and every one of us, and we bring back just a little bit of that right now as an act of obedience, an opportunity to participate what you're going to do through this church. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
if you would stay there for just a minute. We're going to take up that offering for Luke and Emma at this time. So if I could have the ushers come back up, I would really appreciate it. Lord, we come before you again, praising you and thanking you. And Lord, we've gathered here to praise you and to thank you and to worship you, Lord, but also to lay our burdens before you. And we lift up our brother and sister. We pray for Luke and Emma this morning, Lord. We pray for Emma to be healed and made whole again, Lord. We pray your hand of healing and protection be upon them both, that you would undergird Luke in this time. I know he has to be hurting, Lord. Bless him. Bless these offerings, Lord, to the glory of your name, that it may help them in all of their troubles. And we ask this and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If all the kids want to come up when they're done here, would you run back and get the kids from the nursery, please? Oh, is she? Yeah. It makes it easier when you don't have to, huh? You don't have to pray. Come on. Huh. The Bible. Do you know what this is? What we call this besides the Bible? Thank you. Oh, thank you. I'll put this one right here. I'll hold on to it. Thank you. Do you know what we call this besides the Bible? Anybody? God's Word, right. The Word of God. And God's Word tells us that He wants all of you to come to Him, right? That He wants to bless you and guide you. I got it. I will do that. Okay. So, He's telling me I have to read it. So, He should tell you all that. You have to read it. So, I want to pray a blessing over each of you, okay? So, would you pray with me? Pray with us. Father, we come before you and we give you thanks for each and every one of the children, Lord. Those here and those that could not make it. We pray your blessing upon them, that they grow in the grace and knowledge of who you are. That they know, Lord, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that they are your children, created for a purpose and a reason. Bless them, Lord, with all they know, all they need. And bless their teachers and leaders that are back there with them today. Help them, Lord, as well. We love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name. You guys can go to class. Amen. Let's go. Thank you, sir.
What gift of grace is Jesus, my Redeemer? There is no more. Steadfast love.
yet not I, but Christ through me. I invite you all to stick around for a time of fellowship. We're going to give thanks for that now. I pray that you would walk in obedience to the truth that you have. Our problem is we tend to look at the other person and say, they're not. Well, you don't know what truth they have. All you know is what you have. Would you join me this morning in prayer? Almighty God, we do come before you giving you thanks for this day, for the sunshine and the warmth. We're thankful, Lord, for your word. And pray, Lord, that you would write it upon our hearts and minds, that we would walk according to it, not to our own selfish desires. I pray, Lord, you would be with each person here and bless them, Lord, with what they need, that you would empower and enable them to live the lives you've called them to live, helping them to apply their truth, your truth, the truth they have, to their lives each and every moment. Lord, we love you and thank you for the food we're about to partake in and for the fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for your church, for our brothers and sisters. Continue to watch over us and help us. And I ask all of this in the mighty name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.